8 years old with a flower sack cape tied all around his neck. He climbed up on the garage, he's figuring what the heck. Screwed his courage up so tight that the whole thing come unwound. He got a running start and bless his heart, he headed for the ground.
Our next guest on Downtown is a documentary filmmaker who has produced films like Rock School, The Art of the Steal, Batman and Bill. And his brand new one, along with his filmmaking partner, Sheena Joyce, called Kelsey, a documentary on Philadelphia Eagle, Jason Kelsey. We are pleased to be joined on Downtown by Don Arga. Hey, Don.
Hey, how are you, Rich?
I'm doing great. It's awesome to talk with you. Our mutual friend, Joe Mason, has been trying to get us together for quite some time.
Joe's the best, man. He's been an amazing cheerleader. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, I got to tell you, I watched the film last night. It's streaming now on Amazon Prime. It's fantastic. And I know you and your partner, Sheena Joyce, have described it as a love letter to Philadelphia and the Eagles.
Yes. Yes. I think so. I think it's a love letter to the city. I think it's a love letter to the team. But, you know, I think it's also bigger than that. I think it shows you within Jason and what he has to go through to be the best at something and what that means and how hard that is to walk away from. And I think there's just so much in this film that I think people can take from it for their own lives, frankly. And if anything, if anybody can get anything out of it, is that, you know, to all the cliche things that you say, but I think it's validated in this film, is, you know, don't give up, you know, believe in yourself. And I think more importantly, make sure you have people around you that believe in you.
Absolutely.
That's the secret sauce of any success, right? It's not, nobody's ever does it on their own. It always takes a team of people to make stuff like this happen. And, you know, this is no exception.
Well, and yes, in a sense, it's a sports documentary, but the sports aspect of it is really secondary to the story of Jason, his remarkable family and the people around him, and the decisions that so many people have to make along the way about what's the next step in my career and in my life.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, it's easy, again, to be cynical about things like this, like, oh, well, you know, these guys, they make so much money and, you know, they're going to be fine. And, you know, again, that's not true. You know, just because you have money, A, doesn't mean you're happy, and B, doesn't mean you're going to have money all the time. So, you know, there's no guarantees. And I think when you see Jason really struggle with walking away from this game that he loves so much, and not because he loves it superficially, because what you get from him is something I think so much more powerful, and something I think we all, I think, have inside of us, which is, how do I be the best at something? When I go in to do my thing, am I the best at it? How can I be the best at it? How can I continue to work to be the best at it? And that's been Jason's entire life, in a way. And so the playing football isn't just like the high that you get from playing the game. It's that you can go out there week after week and be measured by how much you put in. And he says in the film at the end, when he's really struggling to whether he's going to stay or leave the game, you know, like, that you have to go out there and prove your work every day. And that is something that motivates him. And that's beautiful, you know. And there's an amazing documentary that was made years ago called Euro Dreams of Sushi, about the master, like, sushi chef. And that whole film is really about that. It's about, like, how you dedicate your life to something to be the very best at it. And that's what this is. But then Jason inevitably has to say, like, he can't do this the rest of his life. He's not going to do this when he's 65 years old. He's got a shelf life, and it's coming to an end. And he knows that. So that makes the stakes and what he's going through all the more powerful.
And part of that internal struggle that we see in the film is, I know what it takes to be the best at being an NFL offensive lineman, but can I be the best podcaster? Can I be the best cow farmer? Whatever direction I go next.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, because that's how he operates. That's how he moves through the world. Like, hey, if I'm going to get into, like, cow farming, how do I be the best at it? You know what I mean? Like, that's how he approaches everything. And that's pretty incredible.
The relationship with his brother Travis is great, and with his mother and father and their unique story as well. And that's such a key component in the story.
Yeah, and I think that's what it comes down to. You know, you have to figure out how to find people in your life that support you and believe in you. And you know, it's funny. Obviously, after the Super Bowl, you know, with Donna getting all the attention as the mom, and you know, obviously also Ed as well, people reaching out, like, you know, everybody almost wants to like take notes and have them write books about how do you raise boys that get to play in the Super Bowl, right? I mean, because you know that they have two sons that play on two different teams that have been to the Super Bowl now a total of 5 times. Travis has been there 3 times. Jason's been there 2 times. I mean, that in and of itself is incredible. And they get asked all the time, like, you know, what's the secret? And, you know, the secret is to put your kids first, to believe in them, to support them, to make sure that you're there to prop them up when they need to be propped up, and make sure they have an outlet to, you know, explore the things that they're passionate about. That's really it, right? And there's no magic to that. It's really, that's what good parenting is. They were never grooming them to be, you know, NFL stars. It was wherever they were going to end up, was they just wanted them to be happy and have a good foundation to build off of. And, you know, obviously they made the most of that.
We're talking with Don Argut about the new film Kelsey, streaming right now on Amazon Prime. His relationship with his wife, Kylie, is just great, man. She seems like the perfect person to understand this world he lives in and to be able to balance family and career. But I love the story of their first date. It was not an auspicious start.
No, they met on Tinder. And, you know, they tell the story in the film, and it's very funny. There, you know, we had the Philly premiere last week, and we got to screen it in a theater with, you know, with the cast and crew and people in the city. And man, the response, the laughing and the crying, it was so beautiful, because it was like, you know, everybody got it and everybody was in it the whole time. And you know, their relationship, Jason and Kylie's relationship, is so funny, and Jason and Travis's relationship is very funny too. But there's so much, but then there's also like real heart and heartbreak in the film too. So it's like balancing, it's a roller coaster that you go on, and I think people weren't really ready for it.
Boy, I'll say,
people will be ready for it.
And a really poignant moment in the film, and you can't talk about pro football, college football, without dealing with CTE. And that moment late in the film when Jason is trying to decide what his path is going to be, and talks about the ability to rationalize the possibility of CTE and how it might affect him as a dad and maybe as a granddad down the road.
Yeah, it's incredible. That's always been one of the scenes that I'm just blown away by, his honesty and his candor. And I think it's real. You know, I mean, listen, we don't. And he says in the film, you know, we're not guaranteed anything. We're not guaranteed a long life. Nobody knows, you know, how it's all going to go. So like, if you start making decisions based on, you know, all the things that may happen in the future in your present, you know, you're really shortchanging yourself. And I think Jason is a perfect example of somebody who lives in the moment and is aware of, you know, all the you know, negative sides of playing in the NFL, but he's okay with that. And that is his truth, right? And that's in no way endorsing like, oh, you know, CTE isn't a big deal or anything like that. But it really does come down to the individual. Everybody that has something to say about CTE, sure, they can have their say in it. But like, if Jason is the one that's got to make the decision for himself, whether he's comfortable with that risk. I mean, we all go into certain, every scary moments, but there's some element of risk to it, right? And we have to make those decisions whether we're okay with the risk or not. And you know, I think in that moment, and his honesty is really, really like powerful. It's very powerful.
Don, what is it that drew you to Jason's story, and what makes him such a beloved athlete and a member of the Philadelphia community?
I think he's just real. I mean, this town, more than anything, sees through artifice. These two people that aren't really in it, you know, don't really believe it. You know, Jason's none of those things. He is fully authentic. He is somebody who has embodied what this city really is about, which is like, hey, we're a blue collar working class city. Jason didn't grow up here, but he came here and has adopted the city as his own. And I think he embodies what the city's all about. Is, you know, we are, I think we all have a chip on our shoulder. We're between New York and DC. Philly's always kind of like, you know, sometimes not in the conversation when we feel like we should be. So, you know, there's always that feeling of like, oh, you know, you don't believe in us. You don't think we're anything. And Jason's whole career has been that, frankly. He didn't get a scholarship. He wasn't drafted high up in the draft. He didn't have a lot of people that were saying like, oh, this kid's going to go places. And so he had to go out there and prove it. And he's still doing it. And I think that's why the city loves him, because he's still out there proving that he can do it. And he'll never have to pay for a drink in the city for the rest of his life.
As the great Guy Clark says, and it's a great button to the film, always trust your cape. Kelsey, streaming right now on Amazon Prime. Love the movie, Don. Also, before I let you go, just shout out as a school teacher. Love the work you did on Rock School. I wish every teacher could see that movie.
Thank you so much. Well, that was our first film, and now this is our 14th film. So a nice bookend, right?
Absolutely. Good talk with you, Don. Thank you so much.
Thanks, man.